it's certainly not a stranger to any of you that have listened to me over a period of time from Habakkuk. I'm titling the message this morning, Habakkuk, the morning newspaper. Because after the events of this week, and prayerfully considering the events of this week, the miracles of this week, I just couldn't get away from Habakkuk. I was led by the Spirit back. All three chapters are identical in each chapter of where we are in America today. Tonight at 6:30, another revival service. I said another revival service. Amen. And Wednesday night, Brother Basil will be ministering tonight and Wednesday night. So don't forget that and be here. The Bible starts off in chapter 1 of Habakkuk with the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. If you see today without believing the word of God, you've got a heavy burden. I said, if you see the state of the world, the state of the United, if it is any kind of a state of the United Nations, you look at the morning newspaper, and if you see it in any way except the way God's word depicts, it'll create a burden on you real quick. The news without faith will be a burden that's hard to bear. And why I'm emphasizing the Lord here is Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30 said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." My yoke is easy. Someone said it's hard serving God. It's hard not serving God. It's hard not to serve God. It's a blessing to serve God. As we look at this first chapter, very quickly, just summarizing where we are today, I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to comment on the first chapter, the burden chapter, seeming unanswered prayer. Now, let me just be honest this morning. Is there anyone here this morning that's been praying about something that as yet it hasn't come to pass? I could lift both hands on that, except I have a mic in one hand here. Really, most sincere believers, we've seen a ton of prayers answered, but we also have prayed about things that we have not seen as yet manifest, right? And we read the Word of God, and it said, though the vision tarry, wait for it. Some prayers are answered instantly. I was praying about a very strategic moment in this church and very frustrated, and I said, God, I'm asking you to do it now. And he said, well, I could do it now, but I want to bless five other churches in the process. If you just have some patience and wait, everybody gets blessed. Our timing is not always God's timing. Our timing is not always God's timing. Remember, we had to sell 8 acres downtown that was warehoused over in Dallas at a mortgage and loan company. We had to sell that to get the financing on the top of the hill there. 13 years it was gone, and I called it our Isaac on the altar. But after 13 years, after having to sell it for $850,000, it was up to $7 million cross collateral. And they came to us and said, make us an offer on this property. It's been a Jonah ever since we've had it in the portfolio. The government says, get rid of it. Whatever you have to do, get rid of it. And we bought it back for $100,000. $100,000. Hallelujah. God's timing was better than our timing. And because we had that 8 acres adjoining our downtown property, it gave us a very valuable piece of property when the tornado was sent by the evil one to take us out. But it didn't take us out, it promoted us. Seemingly unanswered prayer. You know, some people quit church. Some people quit God because of unanswered prayer. Well, I prayed and nothing, you know, I believed God. I gave, I did this, I did, you know, seeming unanswered prayer. Listen to me. You pray to the Father in Jesus' name according to the Word of God in faith believing, and God hears and answers prayer. But His calendar is His calendar, not yours. His timing is His timing, not ours. The violence. He said, I'm seeing unanswered prayer. I'm seeing violence, rioting, murders. I've never seen such brutal murders. Murdering of babies, women, even men. I mean, the drug thing has just gone insane. And much of it is drug related, but it's still violence, rioting, and murders. Sin on every hand. You know, sin's always been around, but you used to have to kind of look for it. You could find it if you really wanted to, and sometimes it was easy at hand. But you know, there's a lot of sin that you just really had to work at getting involved with sin. Nowadays, it's everywhere. It's on your phone. And parents, don't you let your kids shut themselves up in their bedroom with their media and just babysit. You don't know. You don't have a clue. Okay, I'll leave. No, I'm not going to leave it alone, but I have to pass on for a while. Then, of course, lying. You know, there used to be consequences for lying. You know, the book of Revelation said outside the city are liars. Outside the city are liars, not just people that do the wrong thing or perverts or whatever, you know, stealing, killing, murder, liars. And the news media people lie when the truth sounds better. Lie when the truth sounds better. Lying, breaking the law, lack of loving America, lack of patriotism, lack of justice. We have a 2 or 3 tier justice system now. Some people can lie and steal and kill and sell their country out and nothing happens. And somebody else sneezed and we want to accuse them of treason and lock them up for years. We have an unjust system in many ways, and yet thank God it's as good as it is. And you know, the biggest thing, listen to me, church, the only explanation to things being as crazy as they are, the spirit of Antichrist has been turned loose. The spirit, I didn't say the Antichrist, but the spirit of Antichrist has been turned loose on our nation. It's been turned loose on politics. It's been turned loose on our educational system. It's been turned loose on Wall Street. There's a spirit of Antichrist. Oh, you're just old school. You're just one of those Bible thumpers. You know, you're just one of those religious fanatics. You mighty right. You mighty right, honey. There's only one way to heaven, and it's God's way. Not your way, not my way, but it's God's way. My, my. And then I ran into something. Well, let's see, when was this? This was Wednesday in the 4-Star Telegram. Boy, we need a revival down at the 4-Star Telegram. On the front page, about half the page here. Does our national pastime still need God Bless America? How sick can you get? And here's the problem. After 9/11, remember, was it the fireman or the policeman that sang in that beautiful tenor voice, God Bless America, and stirred the hearts of a nation? And we started at the 7th inning in baseball to sing God Bless America. And what they're disturbed if they said, do you realize that a person, if they attended a baseball game on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, have to hear God Bless America 3 times? You're not hearing me. This is where we are. This is front page in our newspaper. It just seems like overkill. Sometimes it's more meaningful, but it's not every time. When it got started, I understood it, but It was there to remind us, but we don't need this. We're past 9/11. Honey, we're deeper than 9/11 right now. We're deeper than 9/11. And I'm telling you, if we'd not had some victories in the elections, not only the presidential, but the other, I believe with all of my heart, you can call me fanatic, try to run me out of that and do whatever you want to do. We were that far from the judgment of God in America if we had missed it one more time. Amen. So, you know, really, it's just asking too much to sing God Bless America, because we're trying to tighten up on the time that baseball is being played. It takes a long time to play baseball, and so we could save some time if we just didn't sing God Bless America. You talk about insanity gone to seed. There it is. You talk about in Wednesday's paper. Here it is. Okay, I'm moving on. I'm going to the happy side of it, all right? The burden. When I read that, it was a burden. And I had to stop and shake myself and say, thank God, Pastor Bob Nichols, Calvary Cathedral International, Calvary Cathedral, our Christian school, our prayer, our outreach, our music, everything on this 17 and a half acres is dedicated to glorifying Almighty God. God is not a stranger in this house. Jesus is not a stranger in this house. The Holy Ghost is welcome in Calvary Cathedral International. Well, what's the answer to that? I mean, I'm not going to elaborate any further. You know what I'm telling you. Well, chapter 2, there's two answers to this, prayer and faith. He said, I'm going to stand on my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what the Lord will say unto me when I shall answer and when I am reproved. Prayer. I'm going to pray about it. Church, we've got to keep on praying. You know, there are full gospel people who said, you don't have to pray anymore. Don't have to pray anymore. I didn't say, I'm not for begging. I'm not for vain repetition. It's not how loud or how quiet you pray. It's praying in faith, believing. But prayer is still one of the foundational principles of all that happens in the kingdom of God. Call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things, things you don't know. My God, have mercy. How much do we not know? If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, and we all have some crazy ways we need to still put under the blood of Jesus. God said, one of the promises, I'll heal the land. How many believe our land needs healing? How many believe Washington needs healing? Amen. Praise be unto God. So, prayer unto God, and then faith in God. Years ago, I mean, I've been raised in church ever since I was a kid, but thank God for the ministry of Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin that took Joy and I under his wing. Now, we were born again, spirit-filled, but we did not really have a full comprehension of the faith side of the Word of God, that the just shall live by faith. The just doesn't live by a Baptist or by a full gospel or a Nazarene or a Catholic. The just shall live by faith. Everything, you're sitting there in faith. I pray, God, you're listening in faith. You drive in faith. You live by faith. Your marriage every day is by faith. Your children are by faith. Your grandchildren. Don't give up on your grandkids. Don't give up on your children. The just shall live by faith. Praise God. I tell you, my Lord Jesus, Matt, you don't know what a blessing you've been to me, buddy. I mean, God set you free from alcohol, turned your life around. You just won a mini rounder, but I tell you what, every time I think about you, you make my day, brother. Hallelujah. You say, what happens to these people that come down to this altar and pray the sinner's prayer? If they're serious about it, they get saved. If they believe God, they get saved. If they trust God, they get set free. Hallelujah. And they're not perfect overnight, just like you're not perfect overnight, but we're still growing, and when we miss it, we don't run away from God. We run back to God just as quick as our little feet will run. Praise God. The just shall live by faith. Four times it says this. Here in Habakkuk, here in the second chapter, verse 4. In Romans 1:17, in Galatians 3:11, and in Hebrews 10:38. The just shall live by faith. I couldn't have made it as pastor of this church. We stay on the cutting edge. We need some real miracles right now. We need some real financial miracles right now. But you know, when the going gets tough, we don't quit and run. Amen. The just shall live by faith. Money cometh. People cometh. Victory cometh. We just got through praying a few nights ago on this carpet right here. God give favor in Washington, and you just saw the answer to your prayer. All the way from Fort Worth, Texas to Washington, D.C. All the way from Fort Worth, Texas to Washington, D.C. Whew. Thank God. To me, it's not sensational. It's not sensational. I've done this long enough where I'm not easily moved on the sensational side. But to me, it's God in action. Call upon me and I will answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things. Well, my. Prayer and faith. All right. I think we got, I'm going to just hit it and I'll probably have to finish up some of it next Sunday. By the way, we will have that pulpit down next Sunday. We just, so much going on this week. We will have the pulpit that Jonathan Edwards, the famous flaming anointed evangelist that brought supernatural revival in the early days of America, will be preaching over that pulpit next Sunday morning right here in this auditorium. Now here is a must mentality for end time believers. A must mentality. There's no options here. It's a must mentality if you're going to have a victorious life. You're born again, you're going to heaven, but why not enjoy heaven on the way to heaven? That's what this church is all about. Every little thing in the Bible is not heaven or hell, but it determines whether you live in heaven or live in hell. Amen? So he said, O Lord, I have heard thy word, thy speech. And I don't have time to read every one of these verses, but in the third chapter, it all starts with hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, there's a lot of teaching that goes on, and we have Bible college, and you'll get teaching if you're around here. But, you know, deep teaching that doesn't change your life is wasted time. Everybody I've ever talked to said, you know, we're into the deeper things of God. It's like my home pastor said, some people can dive in deeper and come out shallower than anybody I've ever seen in my life. Go out and start winning you some souls. Start praying some red hot prayers. Start get the spirit of giving. I mean, give the devil what for every day of your life. When you open your eyes, may hell's alarm bell go off and say, here she comes again. Here he comes again. We're not just existing, folks. Amen. A must mentality for believers. Praying in faith. We've already talked about prayer. Mercy and grace. It's all here in the third chapter. Just read it on your own time. Mercy and grace. They're so close together. I'm not going to argue that with you. But mercy. Oh, thank God his mercy rewrote my name. By his grace, I am what I am. Whatever I am, the good part of what I am is by his grace. Thank God. Mercy, revival. Revive thy work in the midst of the years, revival. Did you know that one of the great callings of the evangelical church of today is a spirit of revival? I know your works, I know everything you're doing, but you fall short. I mean, the average church, the greatest manifestation they have is coughing in the choir. And now the lung cancer is so prevalent, you don't hear as much coughing in the choir on some of these TV programs. But you used to... you know, because of camels and a few other things, you know. All right. Revival. Revival. One of the missions of the church is to win souls and to have revival. But you're not going to win souls if you don't have revival. It's revived people that win souls. Hallelujah. Revival. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. I'll buy you a McDonald's burger for that one. All right. Pursuing His glory. His glory. Oh, I love the glory of the presence of the Lord. You know, only in a full gospel church are you going to experience the glory of God. And of course, a red hot prayer meeting will pull the same results. But you understand what I'm saying. You know, there's times when the glory just gets so thick around here, and there's other times, maybe not, but His glory, His glory. I tell you, you get a bunch of happy people filled with the Holy Ghost, washed in the blood of Jesus, set free from every crazy thing that's come against their life. God's getting them out of debt, and God's healing relationships, and God's at work in their lives. And you got yourself the glory of God in action. Oh, full of praise. It's all here in the third chapter of Habakkuk, full of praise. Brother John's... I was talking to his wife, and she said, you know, one day, I don't know if it was David or was it Connie that said, there's not enough praise in our house. And so they both just spontaneously broke out and started walking around with their hands up, just started praising the Lord. Let's get some praise going in our house. You know how to stop that bickering. You know how to stop all that bad blood. You know how to stop all that mean talk. You know how to stop all that devilment around your house. Just lift your hands and start praising the Lord. Praise God in the spirit. Praise God with the understanding. Sing some songs. Praise the Lord. Full of praise. God wants His house full of praise. Brother Hagin taught it all over the world. He came to our church and he heard me calling our choir praise singers. And he thought that was one of the best things he had ever heard. He commented on that. Many people still tell me today, they still hear Brother Hagin talking about me calling our choir our praise singers. Well, that's what they are. They're praise singers. Hallelujah. It's not a voice competition time. It's praise. Hallelujah. And also, this is also there. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Oh, how long has it been since your joy jug was overflowing? We used to have a dear lady. She loved the Lord, but boy, she just didn't show it with her face. She would stand. You know, that's why we had to stop having testimony services in church. You wouldn't believe some of the testimonies, some people. She'd stand up and say, you know, the mill of the Lord grinds slow. And she'd sit back down, and I'll tell you, the glory of God went down the drain. The mill of the Lord, it grinds slow. It's amazing how many testimony services turned out to be a complaining service. And it's dangerous to turn loose of the mic. I want to know whoever gets a hold of this mic's going to say something. This is not a whining instrument. You understand? This is not a hard luck. This is not a hard luck microphone. You ever get a hold of this microphone? Open your mouth and let Jesus flow through and let the Holy Ghost move. Hallelujah. We don't have time for sad defeat. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, Brother Nichols, I just feel so weak. Well, get full of the joy of the Lord. Honk your horn, play a praise tape, shout the victory. I knew a lady, she was so heavy she couldn't dance, but she'd rise up and down on her feet. We used to, one of your friends, she'd get on an airplane and she'd go to the washroom and she'd rise up and down. That was her manifestation to praise the Lord. Whatever you have to do, crank it up, crank it up, crank it up. The joy of the Lord. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. There's a little switch inside of you that said, I will rejoice or I won't rejoice. Preacher, you're not going to get me to rejoice. And there's another little switch that said, I dare you to flip my switch. Dare you to flip my switch. Woo, glory to God. Some of you about to take off already. All right, I'm on the home stretch. Praise God. This is so good. This is so good. This is so good. Praise God. I just love this. I preach it to myself all the time. Here in the third chapter of Habakkuk, verse 17. You know, things don't always go our way. You know, I had a staff one time, and a few short years ago. Well, they gave me their laundry list of what they weren't happy about being on staff. I said, you know, I don't get everything I want either around here. I don't get to see everything I want to see. I can't just push a button. If it would, I'd electrify every one of your seats. Joy. Brrr. Brrr. Praise the Lord. Brrr. Praise the Lord in the Spirit. Brrr. That whole section jump up and down, start speaking in tongues. I'm not beyond that if it would work. In a slow service, I'd love to have a set of buttons here. Run the aisle. Do the helicopter. Praise in the Spirit. Praise God. I'm trying to close now if you'll behave. Chapter 3 of Habakkuk, verse 17. Although, that means everything's not just like I want it to be. I'm dreaming. Although no fruit, no fields, no flocks, times are challenging. You know, being broke is not a disgrace, it's just terribly inconvenient. Right? But it said, although the fig shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Although, yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Although I will. What will you do? I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet. He'll make me to walk upon high places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Although I will. Although I will. You say, well, my ship hadn't come in. Well, thank God for your rowboat. You say, well, I haven't had a steak in a long time. Thank God for your McDonald's burger. Amen. Praise God for a good hot dog. I tell you, things have been so busy. It has been a real busy time. I've had an evening meal down at Shell, put a little mustard on a wiener, and I said, well, have me a round steak, you know. don't have time to eat or go home. I never thought I'd be working this hard at this time in my life. But you know, it's fun if you're full of the Holy Ghost and you're believing to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And we can stand right here on this carpet and pray a prayer of faith that just a few days later manifest in the Oval Office of the White House. We're living in miracle days. We're living in miracle days. Glory to God. We're living in miracle days. It's not all over. It's just begun. I said, it's not all over. It's just begun. All right. Although, say it with me, although everything's not perfect, everything's not just like I want it to be, but I've got my switch of faith turned on and I believe God. And when I believe God, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. And I'm planting seeds this morning for a bumper crop of victory,
for a bumper crop of joy,
for a bumper crop of prosperity. I'm planting seeds for a bumper crop of healing. Stand to your feet and praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Now get that chicken spirit off of you at high noon on church. It's time to praise the Lord. It's time to praise the Lord. You are in a center of praise. You're in a house of joy. You are in a house of victory. You are in a house of miracles. It's time to praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 There's just something so strange about laying hands on the sick and they recovering. There's something so strange about laying hands on the demon possessed and they're set free. Something so strange about laying your hands on somebody that's flat broken, flat out of it, and God begins to bless their life. Oh, you're in a house of blessing. I said, you're in a house of blessing right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dr. Vaughn, come here. You're getting ready to go to Africa. Getting ready to go to Africa tomorrow. Praise God. You remind me of my mother. She's with Jesus. She just didn't know when to quit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know why you're going to Africa tomorrow? Because there's men that wouldn't do it. You know why women have to be so busy around a church? Because men need to get the lead out of the bridges. Amen. It's time for all of us to praise the Lord. It's time for all of us to go forward. Praise God, Brother Basil. Father, in Jesus' name, I release the power of the Holy Spirit of God, the anointing of God, safety in air travel, safety as you travel overseas. Oh, demons must tremble and run. The sick will be healed. Oh, those in bondage will be set free. You will see the power of the gospel, saith the Lord. For these signs shall follow them that believe. Oh, receive in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now you can run or praise a few moments. What do you want to do? You want to praise the Lord a few moments? The glory is here. Get your lightning rods up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I bless the name of the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. And he sets me. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. For he sets me free. Father, we're believing for a greater harvest of souls. I release my faith this morning. Lord, I can't help it when gospel workers backslide. I can't help it when gospel workers backslide. I do everything I know to keep people going forward. Oh God, raise up a task force to witness, win, and bring them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I can't help it when intercessors stop interceding. I can't help it when folks that you hire to intercede for you disappear on you. But God, I'm asking you to raise up a whole new task force of intercessors. Oh God, I can't help it when precious people that have been used financially in a supernatural way by God go home to be with Jesus. But God, I'm believing you to raise up a whole new financial task force in this church, and you're going to prosper them and bless them, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you're raising up givers, hallelujah. Baby, you want to sit down over there? Let me let you sit down with Susan there. Amen. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Folks, we're declaring war. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Oh, the curse is poverty, sickness, and death. But I say in the name of Jesus, there's a new freedom coming to the body of Christ today. Oh, thank God, there's a new freedom coming to the body of Christ today. There's a new faith that's coming to the body of Christ today. Oh, there's a new miracle working power that's coming to the body of Christ today. Hallelujah. Oh, people who became overwhelmed with the spirit of pettiness, they're going to overcome and return. Hallelujah. And if they won't overcome it, they don't need to come back. In the name of Jesus, this will be a house of deliverance. This will be a house of joy. This will be a house of harvest. This will be a house of prosperity. This will be an overflowing house with people coming to the Lord and being set free by the power of Almighty God. And we will be a part of it. Lord, I will be a part of it in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and let's praise our God today. Oh, Rebakarianda Laboria Masia Lamora Bakasai. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 You know, in our Bible college in Waxahachie, this joy thing is nothing. It's nothing new. It's been around for a long time. It's just been deactivated, praise, reactivated. I remember there would be every school year, there would be at least 2 days. It would start in chapel. The power of God would fall in the chapel of Southwestern. And there were people all over that. There were people on the campus, slept on the campus, on the stairway. I can still see they look like pretzels on the staircase. You wonder how they could be that way for 24 hours. People were frozen by the power of God. People were on the floor, all three stories of that old Ed building. I mean, no one did anything. Classes were turned out. The power of God had been turned out. The Bible says it like this: while Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that believed. The Holy Ghost, not the Holy Spirit of righteous, of self-righteousness, but the Holy Ghost fell on them. Hallelujah. Folks, our DNA is Pentecostal. Our DNA is full gospel. Our DNA is full gospel. Holy Ghost, that's who we are. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, God's calling out today. I sense it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Coach, come here real quick. Come here, Coach. We got a brand new coach, praise God, coming into Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to stand right there, Coach. Hallelujah. Come in and help us lay a hand. Come on, Brother Chad, you stand. This man's hungry for God. This man loves God. He and his wife, precious people. God sent him here. He was in Florida. We needed a coach, and God's put us all together. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to hold your hand out. DeMarcus, right?
Yes, sir.
DeMarcus, here we go. In the name of Jesus. Father, I lay my hands on DeMarcus today, and I say that this man, the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God is upon him, within him, and through him. Oh, Rabakara Kasai. He's not only going to be a blessing to Calvary Christian Academy. He's not only going to be a catalyst for righteousness. He's not only going to be, oh, a burning bush of revival. But, oh, God, he's going to be a blessing to this church. He and his precious wife are going to be blessings to this house. In the name of Jesus, I release the fire of God upon you, brother. I release the anointing of God upon you. Oh, Rabatore Bakashi, Katora Babakata, Rura Bakatora Bakasai, Oh, Riandala Bala Bashakataya.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord Jesus. I surrender to you, Lord.
Yeah, there you go. God's will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. And he sets me free. I will shout, sing of me, hallelujah. I will shout, hallelujah. I will shout, hallelujah. For he set me free. Father, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for the children. I thank you for the opportunity of tithing. I thank you, Father, for the video that from this very room, a prayer of faith was answered in a supernatural way, all the way from Fort Worth to Washington, D.C. to the office of the President of the United States of America. Prayer was made. I heard that prayer. You can hear that prayer on YouTube if you want to pull it up. On Brother Rodney's media, you can do that. Now, Father, as we go home in peace. We go home shouting the victory. If it's at all possible, we get back tonight. And Lord, we're just plowing. We're plowing. We will see God move in a supernatural way, in a stronger way. We've seen God move, but the best is yet to come. I said the best is yet to come. America must have spiritual revival. Fort Worth must have spiritual revival. The Metroplex must have spiritual revival. And Father, I thank you that the seeds of greater revival have been planted in this room this morning. I declare it for a decree in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I've delivered my soul this morning. I've delivered.